right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. It is 9 o'clock. That must mean news with Robin, everybody.
No.
I couldn't believe it.
Live.
I said my mace. I was like, no, mace. No, I do that for friend, but.
Late breaking.
It's GOD.
From the 97.1 news desk. Here's Robin.
Did I get some snow?
Yeah.
All right. What's happening today? What's in the news, Robin?
Well, Meatloaf, the rock singer known for his larynx-trembling marathon performances, was less than halfway through his concert when he came to an abrupt halt. I can no longer continue, he said. This is the last show I may ever do in my life.
In the middle of the show, he quit?
In the middle of the show.
Wow, that's unprofessional.
Had him rushed off the stage. And upon hearing this news, fans were outraged, and producers had to scramble to find a quick replacement to finish out the tour.
Oh, boy.
And here is the exclusive audio of the familiar voice who saved the day, T-52.
All right, T-52, the guy replacing Meatloaf. Let's see who this is.
Hello, Cleveland! I would do anything for love, anything you've been dreaming of, but I just won't do that, darling. Anything you've been dreaming of, but I just won't do that. Thank you, Cleveland! But I just won't do that. Thank you, boys. Thank you for coming out. Here you go, Cleveland.
Pyrotechnics in the show.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
All right. It sounds like a good show.
That's the replacement for Meatloaf?
Yes. Yeah. It seemed that he fit the costume, and they just wanted to get it on.
Well,
get it
actually, you know what? If you took the hair, the Meatloaf hair...
I'd like to go to that. I'd like to see that.
I tell you, that really sounds like a stressor on the old...
Yeah, board. Well, it's tough. I mean, playing every night in front of a huge crowd like that, yelling?
Yeah, but...
Hello, Cleveland?
I know, but couldn't you do that? Couldn't you do that song? I think Meatloaf does it a little... Pulls it back a notch.
Yeah. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes, Paris Hilton flipped out at an adult video store in Toronto, Canada, after seeing how the shop is hawking her sex tape. She demanded the videos be removed from the store immediately and threatened to sue if the shop owner did not comply.
She's still doing that?
She is. She's on a rampage every time she sees the video. Meanwhile...
Well, good thing she hasn't been to my house.
She demanded you to remove it at once.
Good thing she hasn't been in my closet.
Oh, God.
In the drawer.
Meanwhile, our own Gina Grad found herself in a similar situation at a video store in her hometown of Kansas City. G29.
Wait a minute. G29. Our own Gina Grad?
She found herself in a very similar situation.
Our screener, Gina Grad?
Yeah.
All right. What's she
Gina.
Doing? All right. Here we go.
Welcome to Circle K, ma'am. Can I help you?
Yeah, actually, you can. I want to know what the f*** those videos are doing in the back of your store.
They're for sale.
Yeah, they're for sale. They're tapes of me, sir. They're tapes of me in compromising positions, fully naked, and I want them out of here right now.
I don't know that we can do that.
You don't know if you can do that? Do you have any, oh my God, do you have any idea who I am?
Oh,
do you have any clue who I am?
Here we go.
Better yet, do you know who my father is? You know I could sue the out of this place and put your ass out on the street?
Who are you?
Who am I?
Yeah.
Gina Grad doesn't ring a goddamn bell.
Well.
Are you kidding me? I want that out right now, or I swear to God I'm going to have every lawyer on your ass. Take those out of the goddamn store now!
Oh, boy. I wonder what the tapes were. Maybe I'll have heard her doing nude modeling in college.
Well, because she did remember in college, Gina told us she would sit sometimes for 3 or 4 hours totally nude in front of an art class.
Yeah. Any tapes of you out there, Robin?
I sure hope not. I apologize to the viewer if there is.
Okay. All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes. Rapper DeBrat was arrested early Thursday after a dispute at a nightclub in Atlanta where she is accused of hitting a waitress over the head with a bottle of rum. Mm. Police reports that DeBrat and a 24-year-old waitress at the club got into a squabble after the waitress bumped into the rapper. She said the waitress walked away and moments later was hit in the face with a bottle of rum.
Oh, no.
She sustained a deep laceration to the cheek and some swelling on the forehead.
Jared.
Here is exclusive audio of DeBrat being ejected from the Atlanta nightclub. B, B67.
All right, B67. Thrown out of the nightclub again. Look at this.
Oh, my God, my eye! Get the f*** out of here! Oh, my God, my eyes got open!
Bitch, what the f*** you talking about? You coming up on my man in this place like you own the place? I own this place, bitch. I'm the f***ing brat, nigga. I'm the f***ing brat! You don't come stepping up to my man. I don't care if your ass works here, you f***ing raggedy chicken ass working here up in this restaurant. I own this place. I'm the f***ing the brat, yo. And if you're gonna step up on my man or my woman or my f***ing cat, I'm gonna bust your ass with a bottle, bitch. Get off me, man. Get the f***. Oh, I know my way boy. Out.
Wow.
Wow. Holy Christ. I tell you, we get the greatest audio, man.
I tell you, thank God for the editing, though, because, wow.
Yeah.
Quite a mouth on her.
Explosive.
We have CNN on in the studio here, and Larry King is interviewing Jerry Seinfeld. Thank God that they're doing publicity for that B-movie.
Yeah, I mean, because I wouldn't, if he wasn't doing Larry King, I wouldn't know about it.
Yeah, I guess that, doing a little more publicity. Just a tad more.
Are you a comic who's an actor, or an actor who's a comic?
How'd you get into bees?
So why bees? I mean, there's all insects. Why not grasshoppers? Why bees?
All right, Rob, anything else in the news?
Yes, finally, the Writers Guild of America is officially considering a strike as of today. That means that many of your favorite shows might be missing their writers. Mm. And to listen to see how this will affect such shows as Late Night with David Letterman, let's take a listen.
All right.
L-47.
All right, Letterman without writers, everybody.
Top 10 signs now that your dog hates you. Here we go, number 10. At number 9. Number 8. Number 7. Number 6. Number 5. Number 4. Number 3. No, number 3. Number 2. And the number 1 sign your dog hates you.
Wow. Sam and Tommy were in the audience.
Wow. So that's, I guess, God, I hope they don't go on strike. I mean, that would be...
All right. I hope they don't, because I like those late night talk shows.
Yeah, man.
All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Oh, no, that's what's happening.
There it is. Robin with the news, everybody.
Robin with the news.
You's a bitch, and I'm ain't, and I want to whoop your ass.
Oh, boy. All right. All right, gang. The Writers Guild of America has been forging strike rules, making plans to picket and soliciting support from fellow unions in anticipation of a strike that could begin as early as Friday. That's tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
And that's reported in the L.A. Times.
Okay, so the shows are safe today. Like, say the Tonight Show tonight, David Letterman tonight. Those were with writers. I mean, they worked.
Yes, probably. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think they jerked a lot of writers out of their jobs and down to the convention center. I don't know if they took the... Yeah, what time they did it, and I don't know if they took the Leno writers or not.
Oh, boy.
But it said the West Coast Guild is holding a member meeting tonight at 7 p.m., 2 hours ago in Los Angeles. Talks hit the wall early Wednesday evening as companies demanded that Writers Guild of America drop its demand to increase home video residuals.
Oh, boy.
Guild negotiators responded by saying they weren't prepared to continue and have no indication when or if they'd return. Oh, boy. I think they had stockpiled a bunch of
jokes.
Shows.
Yeah, some extra jokes lying around.
Yeah, I think they're going to try to get into... Mm-hmm. November's a big month. It's sweeps month.
Right. Yeah, this is a bad time for this to happen.
Well, I think they have enough shows for November and December, maybe January. So I think the producers or the studios could probably hold out for a little while. But,
not the daily shows. I mean, like the daily.
No,
like the
daily
Letterman
shows need those writers.
Tonight Show. I mean, they need people there every day writing topical humor.
Yes. And anyway, I called several of my writer friends.
Yeah.
I got friends that are writers.
Yeah,
sure. The high-end dudes I know.
Some have been on the show, actually.
Yeah, we've had a bunch of writers on the show. We've had George McGrath on with us, Robbie Fox, Billy Ray, Frankie Renzulli, of
George
course.
Gallo.
George Gallo, yeah, you bet.
Yeah, man.
We missing anybody? That's about it, huh? Wow. 11 years and six guys.
Well, that's, I mean, you know, but you know, you have your favorite guests and they come back, you know, you repeat guests, you know, come on.
All right, Dan, I didn't talk to all of those guys. I left them messages and some of them returned my call, but I think the Writers Guild has asked for their members not to go on and talk to the press, and we'd be considered press, evidently.
Oddly enough, yeah. Well.
So they're not coming on, but we found a huge writer. Mm-hmm. And who is not using his real name. He's going with Barry Lucas. So we can't tell you what huge, huge program he had previously worked for.
Okay, so Barry Lucas is not his real name.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
That's exactly
all
right.
All right, all right.
But he does work on a show that's very popular, and he's going to give us an update on what's going on with that Writers Guild meeting. And let's see if he's there. Barry, are you there?
Hi, Tim. Hi, Brian. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Hi, Barry.
It's a hard night, you know?
Yes.
We're really, really close to this. It's just getting ridiculous. It's been a big baffle with this whole strike, and we're really, really tired of not getting paid, you know?
Well, I understand your complaint. I mean, I feel your pain, as Bill Clinton would say.
That is right.
You know, but I still believe in a place.
Called hope. Thank you.
But I understand that you know, you guys are pissed off that for every DVD that's sold, and everything is on DVD nowadays, because remember back when they used to make cassettes, those used to be very time-consuming and expensive to make.
Right.
Now that they're on DVD, it costs them, you know, a dime to make one of these things, or, you know, something like that. And they pay the writers 4 or 5 cents. They pay the guy who puts the box of the DVD together 50 cents.
That's completely true. You know, the printers, they get a lot more money than the writers, and we create the show. Without us, there is no show.
Now, what show are you currently on, if you don't mind me asking, Barry?
Well, it's a show on the Style Network. It's called Clean House. Right now it's on Wednesdays at 10. We're going to our sixth season, actually. I'm sure you've heard of it. It stars Nicey Nash.
Right.
She used to be on Reno 911. And basically,
By the way, I'm sure we've heard of her. That indicates that you're positive that she is popular enough where everybody's heard of her. I don't think I've heard the woman's name.
Oh, have you seen the show? It's a great show on the Style Network, which is E's sister station, by the way.
I think my wife watches it, but I'm not sure what you do on the show.
I don't know what channel it is, Style.
Called Clean House or Clean Sweep? What is it?
It's called Clean House, and what we do is we go into people's houses that are all cluttered up.
Right.
And we take everything that they don't need, mm-hmm. and we hold a garage sale. And then with the money we get from that, we buy them new appliances and we redecorate their house. It's great. It's a makeover show.
I think I know what it is. We have three piles of crap. There's a pile of crap that you sell, a pile of crap you give away, and a pile of crap you throw away.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think I've seen something like
that. Oh, so there's three categories where you take all the clutter?
We've been doing the show for 4 years now. It's excellent. We're in our sixth season. We've done 66 episodes.
It is a popular show. My wife watches it all the time. I happen to, as soon as it's on TV, and Barry, please don't take this offensively, but whenever I see the show, my eyes wander off the television set onto something else. It comes on and I just begin to wander and look at something else.
Well, you don't find the show interesting?
No, I'm really not like a pack rat and don't find that whole deal that interesting.
Yeah, I wouldn't take it personally, Barry. Obviously, you have enough people who watch the show. I mean, you've done 66 episodes or whatever it is you said.
Yeah, it's a great time, you know, and I'm a big fan of you guys, too. And, you know, we've actually been trying to call your agent, Brian. We'd love to get you on the show.
That's not a bad idea.
Oh.
To go through all Brian's crap on the show.
Would you be interested in that?
Well, you know, let's just see what happens, you know, with the strike and all of that. I mean,
Well, the show must go on even after the strike, but it's time that we get paid, you know.
Right.
The DVDs for Clean House every year have been through the roof with, you know, women, and everyone's buying the DVDs, and I don't get a cent.
Well, you know, I actually looked at, before we went on the air with you, I looked at sales for Clean House. And when you say through the roof, I think that's maybe an exaggeration of how they're moving.
What are you talking about? It's a big seller. Clean House is a huge show. The biggest show on the Style Network.
All right, well.
It's awful. It's just horrible.
Hey, Sammy, please.
Now, the Style Network is a sister network.
It's the sister network of E! They started a few years ago.
Right.
We used to run reruns of, like, Melrose Place, and now we just do style shows all day long.
Right.
You know, like,
New Drapes.
You know, Judge My Dress. And,
right.
Judge My Dress?
Court. It's the best network for women.
What is Judge My Dress?
Yes, we have a judge. Judge your fashion sense, you know, with your clothing, and then we make you over and make sure that, you know, you look better, because women like makeovers.
Right, people are looking at that.
Exactly. It's a great network.
All right. You know, Barry, I know you're – are you the head writer, the only writer?
I'm the head writer. I'm also the creator of it. You know, we were in a pitch meeting when we were starting the Style Network a few years ago.
Okay, but Barry Lucas is not your name.
No, I don't want to give out my real name. The Writers Guild is not too happy about this. We're not really supposed to talk to the press.
All right.
Can
okay.
you can you give us the pitch on how and how it went and who bought this show, Clean Sweep
right,
or Clean House?
I know you know my real name, but please don't reveal that.
Sure.
Can you do me that favor?
You got it.
All right, so we were in the pitch meeting at E! When we were starting the Style Network, and we're thinking of ideas, you know, how to attract more women because, you know, our biggest audience is women in daytime. That's the audience we want to attract.
Right.
And so I just started throwing out ideas, and I said, you know, people like garage sales. What if we did a show about garage sales? Would you watch a show about garage sales? Wouldn't that be a great idea? And we just expanded that into, well, let's, you know, pack up all these people with pack rats. Let's get rid of their clutter. Let's have a garage sale. Let's make over their house. It's an excellent idea.
Right. So the ideas just came out like that. I mean,
can I ask you, may not be really an important question. Where's the writing on the show?
What are you talking about? There's writing everywhere. We have to write all of Niecy Nash's monologues and the narration, and we have to pick out, you know, whose house we're going to go to, what neighborhood it's going to be in.
Okay, a lot of editing.
A lot of writing involved.
A lot of editing, too, involved.
But it's almost when you say writing, I mean, a police officer can make a case that he's a writer when he writes a traffic ticket.
What are you talking about? It's writing. It's a television show, isn't it?
Yeah, I understand that, but I've seen the show, and it's not. There's no jokes. There's no hard jokes. There's not a lot of wit to it. It's just, what should we do with the old?
We're doing a very interesting show for women.
I know,
but makeover shows, and that's what I'm writing.
Right. So the idea is, you know, would you?
What do you do with this old Santa Anita hat?
Right.
What would you do with this old Santa Anita hat? Right. What would you do with this old clutter?
Right.
It's a great idea.
Would you sell it at a garage sale?
Exactly.
Yeah, and then
I'm sorry, Barry. Are you snapping your fingers?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's a nervous tick I have. But,
that's how you pitch?
When I throw out ideas, I like to snap my fingers. You know, it gets people involved.
All right.
I thought I heard. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what he's snapping.
I was in the meeting, and, you know, would you like a garage sale? Would you go to a garage sale? Would you watch a show about garage sales? And people do watch it. It's the number one show on the Style Network.
Yeah, I understand it's fairly popular. I just think when we were thinking about writers, you know, people have written, you know, major motion pictures and written for Seinfeld.
Right, but there's all sorts
of your enthusiasm.
This is writing, Tim. I mean, you asked me I'm an accomplished writer. I went to the Juilliard School.
I understand that, but my brother, this is not writing what you do. This is organizing.
Oh. Sure it is.
That's what you do. I mean, you put together.
Well, I came up with the pitch, and I created the show, so I should be getting paid, and that's why we're going on strike.
Right. I think Hollywood is suffering from clowns like this.
Well, Tim, you even tell yourself your wife watches the show. How could it be bad?
Right. I mean, it's on. I mean, in fairness to our guest, Tim, the show's on in your home.
Yeah, that's true. My wife does watch it.
You called me.
Right. I understand, but when I asked Jerry, I said, "Hey, can we get a writer on?" I didn't think it was going to be. Like the lowest guy.
Well, we didn't think Style Network. I mean, to be honest,
in show business, but
Style Network is a great network. We're number four in women in daytime.
Now, do you have daily pitch meetings, Barry? Where you go in there?
Yes, we do have daily pitch meetings. You know, we say, well, maybe we should do a show in the Valley. Maybe we should do a show in Nebraska. Maybe we should do a show in Nevada.
Yeah,
you
see, know? That's real low end crap. It's low end crap.
Maybe we should do a house.
Oh, Bubba. All right, Barry Lucas is with us. He writes the show, and I put quotes around rights.
Well, I mean,
clean house.
That's insulting. I'm a writer.
All right, hold on one second. Hold on.
Don't insult him.
All right. If you want to talk to this clown, he'll be on with us for another segment, or maybe. His name is Barry Lucas. He writes that Clean House show, and he's here to talk about the writer's strike, but then went into pitching his crappy ideas
but after
for
all
10
of
minutes.
Should we have a garage sale? And he snaps his fingers,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Would you have a crappy show on Style? Would you have a guy who's not funny calling in?
Would you watch a show about garage sales?
All right. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. When we come back, we're going to have Steve Grad from KNX Sports talk about the Joe Torre story as well.
KNX 1070 Sports.
And Barry Lucas stays with us, the head writer of Clean House, some show on Style Network.
Yeah, that your wife watches. Now, you should be nice to him. I'll be
All
a little
right.
nicer to him,
All
please.
Right. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. We'll get Steve Grad from KNX going here shortly.
He's from Sports.
Sports!
KNX 1070 Sports!
Ask him about that Joe Torre. But first, back with this guy, Barry Lucas, who calls himself a writer.
And his real name is not Barry Lucas. I mean, that is a fake name. We're telling the audience, we're being upfront about that. That is a made-up name.
Barry's 28 minutes out of there.
Oh, we may have to cut into your time there, Barry, because we got a big update coming out of Joe Torre and the Dodgers.
Hey, Tim, what did you mean calls himself a writer? I'm a writer.
I understand that, dude.
I've done shows for thousands and thousands of shows for hundreds of networks. I'm a writer.
I know, but with the expansion of all these cable shows and all these cable networks, guys who are not real writers are referring to themselves as writers, you know? I mean, it's not like...
Well in fairness, Tim,
You didn't write Butch Cassidy's Sundance Kid.
Well,
you wrote, should I throw out a shirt or not?
I've written other shows. I've written dating shows. I've written more makeover shows, you know?
What are shows you pitched that they said no to?
Well, we tried to do a show, you know, would you make over your car? You know, a lot of people own cars. Would you like to make over your car? You know, make it prettier. Would you make over, you know, would you make over your motorcycle? Would you make over your bathroom?
I'm sorry, what is that sound?
Snapping. He can't control himself.
It's a nervous tick. I'm sorry. I can't control it.
All right. So what's happening with the Writers Guild meeting? Were you down at the meeting?
I was down at the meeting. Unfortunately, they put me in the back row, but...
Right.
We're really frustrated. Why are we the ones not making any money? We create the show. Without us, there's no show.
Well, why don't you write a show? I mean, the ultimate reality. Why don't you write a show about the strike or try to do?
Okay. So I think you can do that. You know, we'll talk to you know about writers. We'll do a show about writers. You know, would you?
Right.
Would you go to a writers meeting?
All right. Hold on one sec. This guy is not a writer. Hold on one sec. You dope. This is a clown with bad ideas.
He's throwing out ideas.
He called himself a writer.
Well, again, Tim.
All right, Steve Grab with Sports. Let's check in with him. He's a very busy man, and he only has a moment for us. We want to know what's happening with Joe Torre. Steve Grab, Sports. How are you, sir?
I got to tell you, I'm on the writer's side.
Oh, so am I.
Listen, I am. I'm serious.
That's what I am. I'm serious, too.
I don't care if it's the show Dancing with Your Plumber. I'm still on their side.
Well,
funny, but I'm serious.
Have you seen Clean House?
I don't know why I'm rocking at night.
Yeah.
And I don't TiVo it. All right, ready?
All right, what's happening with Joe Torre?
He's coming. He'll be on a news conference on Monday.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So he signed the deal.
Oh, it's done. 3 years, $13 million.
Oh, see, now it was reported 14 and a half.
Yeah, no, that's too much. He's getting 3 years, $13 million.
Any bonuses?
No. No incentives, no bonuses, no nothing.
So if they make a World Series or if they finish last, he gets the same money.
That's the deal. Now, remember several things about Joe. Great guy, outstanding player. But he also managed three different teams in the National League, the Braves, the Cardinals, and the Mets. And only the Braves back in the early 80s made the playoffs.
Hmm.
And they got blown out by the Cardinals.
Oh, boy.
But remember, Casey Stengel. You've heard of Casey Stengel?
Casey came up the bat. What was the...
Casey at the bat.
Casey
comes to bat?
That's not the same guy. But no. Casey Stengel managed the Yankees to many, many great World Series titles. He was a mediocre manager in the National League, went to the Yankees, and was, you know, became a Hall of Fame manager.
There you go.
So, but you know, Joe's coming back to the National League. Another little side thing, you know, Joe Torre grew up in Brooklyn, a few blocks from Ebbets Field. So you'd think he was a Brooklyn Dodger fan.
Hated the Dodgers.
Absolutely. So was he a Yankee fan?
No.
Hated them, too.
Hmm.
Giants fan?
New York Giants.
Yeah.
There it is.
So he had to be tough because he had gotten a lot of fights. He'd go to the polo grounds and watch the game.
Now, how much we talked about this the other night. Grady Little's salary, not $4 million a year.
$600,000.
And what number is Joe Torre going to be?
Oh, he's still going to be the highest paid.
No, but what number on his back?
Oh, they haven't said.
No.
Next highest paid manager, Lou Piniella, $3.5 million.
All right. Does he wipe out the whole team and start over?
Oh, no. No. But they're going to stabilize it a lot.
Good.
Is he going to bring his coaching staff
That's what they're talking about. That's what they're talking about now.
Excellent.
So it's going to be better for the Dodgers if the owners stay out of the way.
All right. So we'll have you on Monday and maybe have some audio for the press conference.
I'm going to be on vacation.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
I didn't know this was happening.
The biggest sports day in the history of L.A. And are you in Palm Springs?
They asked me. They called me and said, what's going to be? You know, I love being on with you guys. I would have been downstairs. alive, except there's little things going on. I mean, we got the hockey game going right now. I've got all this tape.
Who's winning that hockey game?
It's the Ducks won and the Blue Jackets won in overtime.
Oh,
three
boy.
And a half minutes to go.
Excellent.
So on Monday, when Joe Torre has the big press conference,
it's the news conference. Press is for the, you know, your cleaners.
That's right. I'm sorry. You corrected
remember,
us.
When you hear it, it's news. When you read it, it's history.
That's right. That's right. I remember that you corrected us. The news conference. When the news conference happens.
So angry, this guy.
On Monday, you're going to be out?
Yes, I'll be out.
Okay.
I'm watching hockey, so I'll be huge.
All right, give us a quick sports wrap up here, then, Steve.
Oh, you love that, don't you? I think I have a fetish of you guys.
All right, let's go.
There you go. Do you want me to wrap it up with the score, maybe now?
Perfect.
All right, here we go. I'll do a quick one now. Joe Torre will have his news conference Monday at the Ravine, and the Angels re-upped all their coaches. And right now, down at Honda Center, 2:55 to go in overtime. Blue Jackets won, and the Ducks won. Sports. At 20 and 50 minutes past each hour. Steve Grant, KNX 1070 News Radio, on with Conway and Whitman.
There you go. Hey, yeah, thanks, man. That guy's the best, dude.
He's great.
1070.
Yeah.
Sports.
Sports.
All right. Sorry, but see, that's like a real writer there, Barry. And I just wanted to give you an idea of what the real writers sounded
like. He's still on the line. I'd like to pitch him a show, man. We can you know, well, Steve Grant host, you know, can you make over a football field? Would you make over a basketball field?
It's not a basketball field. This is Barry Lucas, or we should probably just say his first name here. But he's a writer. Mm-hmm. He's in the, I guess he's in some kind of the Writers Guild.
I'm in the Writers Guild of America.
Right.
God only knows how this guy got in.
You're a dues-paying member?
Yes.
Okay. But he's like one of these guys who give writers a bad name because he's just like a bad idea guy. You know, he pitches dumb ideas all the time.
Well, in fairness,
I got a show on the air.
Right. I mean, in fairness to
him, it affects all the other writers.
Well, he does have a show on the air.
Yeah, but this is what's killing
what
the Writers Guild. This is killing the Writers Guild. The fact that these clowns are running around calling themselves writers,
and they
write this crap on cable. Tired of you guys. All right, here's the phone number. If you'd like to talk to Barry, he's a writer on Clean House. And as a matter of fact, he's—I would say—a contributor to a Clean House. I'm not going to even call the guy a writer.
The show. Would you watch a show about garage sales? Would you go to a garage sale? Why don't you go to a garage sale? Would you watch a show about making over someone and then giving them a garage sale? It's a great show.
All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Adam in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
How you doing?
Hey.
I actually just came from the Writers Guild meeting.
Oh, you did?
I'm a writer for 20 years, written for cable networks and things like that.
Good for you.
Have you worked for Style Network?
No, I haven't, but I'm sure I'd love to. The basic reason I'm just calling is that one of the issues that was brought up tonight is that the companies we are going against own all media. So it's hard for us to get our message out. And
right.
I heard your show, and whether it's real or not, I don't know. But since this is a forum where we can get our message out, I just want people to know that this strike is for the middle class of writers.
That's me.
There's a lot of issue of writers versus there are, but residuals as one famous writer who went on to create a very popular show that creates billions of dollars right now would have been out of the business if it wasn't for the residuals he made while
that's true residuals will keep a lot of guys in business. What's the sticking issue with the Writers Guild?
The sticking issue is that
the major one
pay us for internet downloads, things of that nature. They found a new way to make lots of money by spending no money. You don't have to make a DVD.
Mm-hmm.
And they're basically just, they don't want to pay us anything.
Oh, I see. So if you download a movie on the internet, they're not paying you guys any money?
Right now, it's all up in the air, but if they want to pay us, they want to pay us at the absolute lowest possible rate, which is a DVD rate we agreed to 20 years ago, which is ridiculous. We lost like $1 billion worth of revenue.
How much is that rate? Is it like 4 cents a copy?
I think it's like 3 cents a DVD.
Oh, boy.
Adam, can I ask you about the daily shows that have writers where, episodes where there might be shows in the can for, you know, months to come. But
right.
Like The Tonight Show or The David Letterman Show or Stephen Colbert, shows like that, did they have writers on them today or were the writers pulled off those shows today?
No, I went to work today and I'm going to work tomorrow unless I get an email saying don't go to work tomorrow. But my guess is that we'll go to work tomorrow and we'll probably find out not to go to work on Monday.
Right. Now, did they take an official vote tonight?
No, it was basically just an informative session.
And was it the convention center?
Yeah.
And how many people showed up?
The place was packed. And there was a standing ovation for our committee. So
is that right?
That's
pretty cool.
There.
Oh, boy.
And,
I heard one writer say, a friend of mine, and he made a great point. These writers get 3 cents a copy. The guy who makes the box gets 50 cents a copy.
Yeah, no, it's silly, and it's not even that. We're talking about downloads, which is not even a box.
Right.
You know, it's like I heard a number, and I don't know all the facts, but I heard a number that they, you know, with iTunes is $2. The studios make $1.40 of that. You know, we make 3 cents of that. It costs them nothing, you know, and it's basically they're wanting to roll back stuff, and they've done a huge this is basically a watershed.
No, I understand that because also, I mean, you know, when you have, you know, the internet is progressing, and every year it gets, you know, bigger and bigger.
Sure, more prominent.
And eventually people will not rent DVDs or even own DVDs. They'll all be transmitted through, you know, through the internet.
Right, digitally.
Oh, right. But, and like right now, I believe one show, I think it's Lost, goes directly to the internet. They don't even have a rerun. So all the monies, we're looking at not just, you know, having the same money. We're looking at losing all of our revenue. And all the people who, you know, like I said, the middle class writers who work, you know, I've been in the business for 21 years, and I probably worked steadily for about 9 or 10 of those years. And I'm very lucky.
Right.
And if it wasn't for residuals, a lot of people would have to leave. And like I say, you know, the man who created Desperate Housewives, which now creates, you know, billions of dollars, he might have had to left the business, and ABC, if it's ABC, I mean, sorry, I don't know, like that, would not have that money. They have to support the creative community, you know, in any shape, whatever network you're on, Style Baby.
Yeah,
is it all?
You need to support the whole creative network because that's where they make their money. And so, if you just kill the middle class, you'll have nothing left.
Adam, is it all shows? I mean, you know, if there is a strike, it's all shows. I mean, soap operas, midday shows. I mean,
well, it's not. It's everything that has a writer that's in the Writers Guild. So the only thing it wouldn't affect maybe would be reality shows, which is another thing we're trying to affect in animation.
What about news?
Another thing we're trying to get. I don't know. I don't know if it would cover news. I don't think it does cover news. I think it's basically just going to be, you know, all TV shows.
All right, we're going to put you on hold because you're a very informative guy. We'd like to have you check in with us every once in a while during the strike.
Okay, I might be home in a few minutes. But
all right, hold on a second. All right, that guy knows a lot about the Writers Guild. If you have any late breaking information on the Writers Guild strike, it was the Writers Guild of America, and they had a big, huge meeting tonight. At the LA Convention Center, it was packed.
Yeah, that's what he said.
And a standing ovation for the committee there. They're looking to get more money. Studio's looking to save money. It's a classic fight here in Hollywood.
And the way Adam describes it, the writers seem to be very united in this effort.
All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. More about the Writers Guild when we come back here, live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM, the major writers' strike looming in Hollywood. And here to talk about it, one of the funniest writers on the planet, man, Jay Kogan. Jay, how are you, sir?
I'm great, Timmy. How are you,
sir? All right, man. Jay Kogan and I went to school together to Birmingham High School, and his career took off. I went to Santa Anita for a couple years.
All right.
Your career took off there, I hear.
Yeah. I think I took years off my age there. But anyway, Jay Kogan worked on The Simpsons as well as Frasier. He's a very funny guy. You also did The Class, right?
I did work on The Class.
Yeah, look at you.
Following my career very closely.
Look at you, dude.
Look at you.
Hey, so what's happening with these with the writers? What are they looking for, and how long do you think the strike will be if there will be one?
Well, as you guys in radio say, we're scared S-less.
Right.
You know, this is a tough time for writers. They're going to be risking a lot. And it seems like there's going to be a strike probably called tomorrow. And that means no work until something's settled. And, you know, but everybody in this room and at the convention center was all behind not settling for another crappy deal. Actually, the deals they're putting on the table actually take away what we've had in the past. They they cut the health fund, they cut the pension, they cut residual, they cut everything that there is already.
Wow.
I mean, there's been no movement forward. It's only been the producer saying, we volunteer to give you much less.
Right, and especially in a time where there's a lot of reality-based shows that don't have huge writing staffs to begin with.
Right. I mean, but even then, it's like, you know, the one of the arguments that the Writers Guild has is those people, those reality people, should be considered writers because a lot of those shows are actually written. They don't just, you know, they're not just situations that appear there are put together.
Right. I understand that. But I just think of in the true sense of a like a real yeah. writer, you know, it's much more difficult to write a joke than it is to say, OK, you stand here with a torch and when it goes out, tell them to go off stage.
might that be some of the reason, Jay, that this is happening, that the writers are really trying to get the best deal they can because they've seen so many jobs lost to the advent and the prominence of reality programming?
I think it's more towards the future of this internet download stuff. About if you write something, like, for example, I wrote on The Simpsons for many years, and what I've gotten for the DVDs of the first 5 years of The Simpsons is something like $3,000.
Is that right?
and the billions of dollars that go to
Sam Simon.
Well, Sam Simon deserves every penny. He gets millions, but the billions go to Fox.
Right.
And the writers who wrote those episodes and created great characters get very little back end there because they took a lousy deal last in 1988, actually.
Yeah, but I mean, so, nobody really knew how big DVDs would become.
Right. So now the DVDs, it's not about DVDs. Now it's about, you know, digital downloads and what that future is going to be. And we know that that's where the future is. And even if it's not for us, it's for next generations to come.
And who's the other side? I mean, everybody hears the writers are going on strike. The other side, there's a number of different entities with whom the writers are at a disagreement with, right?
Six major companies, the Sony, Paramount, Disney, 20th Century Fox. I forgot all that. I mean, those are the people. Hey, you know what? I'm about to pull up to the. I'm a Hollywood fat cat, and I'm getting a hamburger at a local drive-thru. You want to hear this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, all right.
This is Jay Kogan from Frasier.
They haven't even charged me yet. But those are the companies that we're up against. Basically, six CEOs.
Mm.
609,
please. 609.
It's a very reasonable
price.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, are you
in In-N-Out? Yes, I am.
Okay.
And what's the order?
609. I have double with cheese. double with cheese, animal style.
Okay.
Fries and a Diet Coke.
Good for you. All right.
Yeah, thank you. I'm on the radio right now. Can you believe this? I'm on the radio right now.
So what's is she.
Lisselli, you're on the radio. Congratulations.
Tell them to come in and out and meet all of radio.
They want you to come to In-N-Out.
Oh, good. Excellent. A real company person. All right, Jay, we'd love to check in with you, throughout the strike.
Anytime you want to. I mean, I'm actually a strike captain.
Oh, you are?
I'm in charge of 15 members of the Writers Guild to make sure that they get out on picket lines.
Wow.
If something happens, I mean, we're pretty militant, and we're serious. It's going to be a long haul, and sadly, it's going to put a lot of people out of their homes. It's going to put a lot of people out of work. It's going to be, I mean, my home is in jeopardy, but it's, like, important for the future. It's weird how all these sort of wussy writers are standing up for one thing.
Hey, Jay, real quickly, between you and I, you know, yes, I'm not in the Guild, and I've penned a few things in my life.
Sure.
What's the best company to work for as a scab?
You know, they're all pretty good right now. It's a wide open field. Get into it.
All right, hold on 1 second, Jay. I want to talk to you off the air here real quickly. That's Jay Kogan, folks.
Very funny.
Writer for The Simpsons, also wrote for Frasier. The wrong guy. That guy's hotter than hell and has made a lot of money in Hollywood. And he's fighting for these guys, for these writers.
Yep.
And we'll check in with them every now and then.
Be good to know.
Yeah.
Be interesting to see what happens. I mean, tomorrow, I mean, this is a story that is going to be developing
yes.
in the next 24 hours.
And when we come back, there's a picture on our website that is driving Brian Whitman crazy. And possible litigation? Probably not.
No, I don't.
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't.
But it's driving him effing crazy.
But I want to know if it's real or if it's a Photoshop.
All right, we'll find out when we come back. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. When we come back, the photo that irritates Brian Whitman is on our website right now, conwayandwhitman.com, conwayandwhitman.com. A possible death threat.
Nice.
Yeah. And we're live on 97.1 Free FM.